Prosecutors at the Shasta County District Attorney's Office often work 12-hour days in an effort to service hundreds of cases. The days are longer and the pay is lower than what attorneys can make in the private sector. This is a problem that has resulted in a staffing shortage, and that shortage causes a cascade of other problems in Shasta County. Joining the exchange to shed more light on the issue is a member of JPR's award-winning news team, Roman Battaglia. Hi, Roman.
Hey there, Mike.
So let's start with you summarizing the problem that Shasta County DA's office is dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first, like you mentioned, there's a staffing shortage. I mean, right now it's not as bad as it has been in the past, and I actually don't know where it is currently, but when I first talked with the district attorney, they had 4 vacancies in their office out of, I believe, like 28 staff. So, you know, there's a shortage, but at other times they've been up to missing 8 attorneys at their office, and that's a lot of attorneys. That's, you know, the prosecutors who are still there are getting burnt out. You know, they have these really huge caseloads to work on, especially in Shasta County. The prosecutors that I talked to 4 of them, and they said that they deal with hundreds of cases at any one time.
Do we know how many total they have?
How many prosecutors or
yeah, prosecutors.
How many cases? I think right now they have around 24
okay.
prosecutors.
So 8 is a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So 8 can definitely be a big chunk of them. And, you know, they're filing hundreds of cases, thousands every year, dealing with, you know, depending on misdemeanors versus felonies, there's lots of work that you do, especially if you're filing felony cases, all of the trial work. One of the attorneys I talked to said they work a 12-hour day. So, you know, they have to take the cases from the police. They have to decide whether or not to charge them. Then there's the trials and the depositions and the filings and, you know, interviews and all of these different things. They have to drive out to the middle of nowhere to reach someone who they can't call over the phone. And, you know, in the past, it's sort of been manageable-ish, I say, because there's also been a shortage of police or sheriff's deputies, and so they haven't been making as many arrests. But that is being addressed right now. There's been more police and sheriff deputies that have been hired in the region. So here's one prosecutor, Brian Ziegler, just kind of describing the problem they're facing right now.
You hire more police officers. Now you have more crimes being caught, right? But you still have the same amount of prosecutors trying to shove those through the court system. So it's almost like having a big hopper with a little tiny sieve spigot, and you keep the downward pressure of all these cases being filed, and then you still have the same amount of prosecutors. That's why people are leaving. That's why people are getting burnt out. Coupled with the fact that you're not paying a competitive wage contravenes what the county actually says that they are for.
Yeah, so, you know, too many arrests leads to too many cases, and then there's not enough prosecutors to handle all the cases, and then pay is also a big deal too. You know, the prosecutors are not getting paid a lot. It's hard to attract people to this region, especially to a rural area like Shasta County when you have so many big cities in California people could go to instead.
So who'd you talk to over at the DA's office?
Yeah, I talked to a lot of people. I talked to the district attorney, Stephanie Bridget, first, and then I talked to 4 different prosecutors who all had, you know, a lot of them. They all actually, interestingly, came to Shasta County. None of them had grown up here, and they decided to move here because they liked Shasta County. A lot of them moved here because it's a conservative area, and so they wanted to be in a conservative area. I also talked to a former public defender who ran the public defender's office and a former public defender deputy to kind of get an idea of how things are affected on the other side because, you know, especially if you hire more prosecutors, you also need to hire more public defenders, you know, to fill that because there always needs to be this balance. And public defenders are also dealing with a shortage. I listened to, you know, hours and hours of county meetings. I talked to a law school professor, a director of the California District Attorneys Association. And then I also got a ton of data. I have this like giant Excel sheet that I have open right now with I just kind of threw all of this data in about how many arrests, felony arrests, each county in California is making every year. How many deputy DAs are there? How many felony cases are being filed? You know, what's the population of California? How many people are being admitted to the bar every year? All this sorts of information that helped kind of guide the story.
So what's the typical salary since they're less pay?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. You know, so in the story, there's obviously a range. In the story, I used the minimum salary, which obviously isn't going to represent the average salary. Most people, I would assume, aren't getting paid the minimum salary in the department, but I don't know the average salary number. So I use the minimum to kind of represent, here's the lowest you could get paid at this office. And in Shasta County, it's around $86,000 a year. And then I compared that to other minimum salaries in Northern California and found that it was, you know, much lower compared to others. On my story on the website, I have this cool map that shows all of the different minimum salaries in Northern California. You can see around the Bay Area, a lot of the salaries are significantly higher. Like in Sacramento, the minimum is $131,000. So.
So how does Shasta County attract the talent that it's going to need in the DA's office? I mean, long hours and low pay is not the most attractive.
Yeah. I mean, like, pay is certainly one way that could help. You know, I talked to Rory Little, who's a professor at UC Law San Francisco, and he told me about how pay is actually influencing where his students end up.
I have a number of students who would love, they're concentrating in criminal law. They're very interested in it, but they're going to law firms because law firm, I mean, a starting associate at the big firms now is making more money than I get.
So, you know, it just shows that, you know, people might be interested in criminal law, but they just can't get into it because it just doesn't pay enough. I mean, you're going to get paid way more starting if you work at a private law firm or even another district attorney's office somewhere else. So Shasta County, it makes it especially hard. I also talked to Rory about active recruiting. He talked about, you know, going to job fairs at law firms and actively convincing people to come to Shasta County and not just waiting for applications. And I asked Stephanie Bridget about this. She said they do a lot of online stuff like social media ads and, you know, advertising government pages. And then they do attend some job fairs in person. And that was sort of the thing that Rory Little had said was key, was like going to law schools and talking to them, especially because there aren't really a lot of law schools in Northern California. They're all concentrated around the Bay Area and Sacramento. So, you know, marketing can be expensive though. So for Shasta County, it can kind of be difficult to spend money on recruiting these kind of people.
My guest is JPR reporter Roman Battaglia, and we're talking about the prosecutor shortage in Shasta County. So, Roman, how have new laws in California impacted the DA's ability to prosecute these cases?
Yeah, so that's a big thing that prosecutors and the DA had pointed out when they were talking about it, because there's basically two ways that cases get dealt with or processed in a DA's office. You have one, the main reason, which is police arrest someone, and then the DA will take that and decide to charge that case. And then the other pathway is through law changes, essentially. So the state of California will change the law like they did in my story. I talked about SB 1437, which went into effect in 2019, and that basically changed the way that someone can be charged and convicted of murder in some situations. It's sort of murders accomplices. It just kind of changes things. It's kind of complicated to explain, but basically what it means is that it allows some people who are previously sentenced to petition the court and overturn their conviction, and then that means that the district attorney's office has to relitigate those cases again and bring back witnesses and that sort of thing. And
so it creates more work.
Yeah, exactly. It creates a lot more work. And so, you know, Stephanie Bridget said that they're usually successful in them, but it's still a lot more work for them. And then there's other changes like mental health diversion. In California now, people with certain mental health conditions can avoid jail time if they go to treatment, if that mental health condition affected or influenced their crime in some way. Some severe crimes like murder and sexual crimes are exempt, but, you know, that still puts more work on prosecutors because they have to, you know, prove whether or not that person is eligible for this diversion program. And, you know, prosecutors are basically saying that the state isn't considering the small rural counties when they're passing these laws that put a lot more work on their plates.
Well, unfortunately, we got about a minute left, so I'm going to ask you a really big question. Is adding more prosecutors the only solution in Shasta County? I mean, there are some others who see potential solutions to the DA shortage through the lens of fewer crimes being prosecuted, particularly low-impact violations like homeless people being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Wouldn't that lessen the caseload?
Yeah, and that was an interesting part of the story we talked about, was that because Shasta County is a conservative Republican area, a lot of people there want to be tough on crime, and so they want the cases to be prosecuted. But a major way to reduce the workload is have the DA just prosecute less cases, or instead of charging someone with a felony, charge them with a misdemeanor, which is a lot less work. I had a graph on my story, too, that kind of shows how Shasta County files a lot more felony cases per attorney in their office compared to other counties in California. So it kind of shows that they could do that, but people support Stephanie Bridget and want people to file more. So that's kind of like the issue and the struggle that we're facing there.
So there's a chicken and egg scenario here.
Essentially, huh? Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for this story. Thanks, Roman. Mm-hmm.